The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, before we start rocking the show today, I want to talk about something that happened back in 2011. And I want to share with you the outcome of what took place. Now, I'll give you more details as we get closer to playing a piece of audio. I'll set it up, and again, it's the prayer that rocked the Capitol in 2011, and I'm going to give you details as to what really took place at the prayer that rocked the Capitol. I'll give you a little hint. Once we gave the prayer, I said in Jesus' name, over 2,000 outlets immediately within 10 minutes attacked me. Now, just so you know, I can set it up just a little bit. I was doing a tea party in the state of Minnesota, and when I was doing it, there was a representative there that wanted me to do the opening prayer at the state capitol. So I did that. And in the process, well, there's the salt on your tongue. I'll share with you as to exactly what took place in just a couple of minutes. Folks, it's not a show that you're going to want to miss, but it shows you what took place and what was the fruit of those that gathered themselves together against the righteous. It wasn't good. I talked about this yesterday, and I like hitting on these topics because what it does is it leads into the next show. And that's exactly what happened yesterday today. So we'll be talking about the prayer that rocked the Capitol in just a couple minutes. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, and or Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean one double E, Bradley Dean one on my Twitter accounts. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, please do so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I also wanted to kind of recap a little bit on yesterday's show just during the intro here. We were talking about the golden calf, the political golden calf in America. And when are Americans going to learn their lesson? And I brought up 2 Chronicles 19:2, where it said, "Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is the wrath upon thee from the Lord." So therefore you reap what you sow, real quick. And then we also talked real quick about, well, we laid out the state preambles, the constitutional requirements, and what they said and who it pointed to. And of course it pointed to none other than Christ, where scripture tells us there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Read the book of Acts chapter 4. And then we also talked about the lesser of two evils. Now, this is what I want to get to really quick before we start getting to the show today. Now, concerning the candidates that have been offered to be legitimized by the state-controlled narrative to the American people, I want you to listen carefully concerning what we're dealing with today. From a preacher from about 200 years ago named Charles H. Spurgeon, he was the Prince of Preachers. Listen carefully as to what he says, because we hear this quite a bit. Well, that candidate's not as bad as the the other one. Well, that's picking the two, the lesser of two evils, correct? So listen to what again Spurgeon said. He said, of the two evils, choose neither. He said, Christians must turn from the endless cycle of voting from the lesser or for the lesser of evils and expecting an unrighteous act to produce a righteous result. From a communist to a cultist, choosing the lesser of evils is still evil, and neither should we do evil that good may come. How true. How right on. Hey, folks, I can't expect a good harvest if I sow bad seeds, right? And that's exactly what he's saying. He said, never should we do evil that good may come. We don't have to settle for what's thrown in front of us, folks. We don't have to settle for the bone that's been thrown to us. We can settle for what we choose to be our representatives and not what the establishment wants to offer to the American people as our options, folks. We need to get this straight. And the fact of the matter is America, again, let me leave you with this question before we get over into segment two. When are you going to learn your lesson? When, America, are you going to learn your lesson that you're being played by the dupes and as dupes of ill-designing men? There's no shortcutting as to where we're going today. Now, I would say that if someone is to be objective about that and say to me, well, Bradley, you know, I just, what you're saying right now, you know, it's just not true. Well, let me ask you, since the 60s, have things gone progressively worse or have they gotten better, friends? That's all I need to ask you. They're getting worse. Okay, so if that's the case, it means the American people are falling incrementally, little by little, on a daily basis, away from the God that bestowed upon them the blessings of freedom in the first place through the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. Well, what happens when we get away from obedience to that God that we all, 78%, profess that we love? Well, we're going to get in trouble because, America, the fact of the matter is we have departed wickedly from our God, and it's time to return to Him. Let's jump over to Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Really quick, sonsoflibertymedia.com, highlighting some of the articles that have been posted by none other than senior editor Tim Brown from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hillary Clinton's six-step plan to disarm the American people. America, she's committing crime against you. You know of her crimes. How long are you going to let this go? Sonsoflibertymedia.com, the report from Iron Mountain, hoax or implemented strategy to bring down America through none other than Barack Hussein Obama. Folks, you better bet that there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. And by the way, I didn't say that. Guess who said that? President Roosevelt said that. He also said that presidents are not elected. He said that they are selected. So who's giving them the go-ahead to do that? And again, America, you already know this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I hope you're sitting down. Meet Sesame Street's latest Muppet, Zari. Did you hear what I just said? America, Americans at every step of the way are giving way to their enemies that they think that they're playing with. They think they're harmless when, in fact, everything that they stand for, namely the Islam indoctrination, friends, through the Muslims, you need to understand that they are antithetically, friends, and they stand in direct contradiction of who you are every step of the way. But here we have the Americans, okay, the Muppets, setting up a little Muppet called Zari. I mean, folks, yeah, here we go again, right? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You're tired, you're poor, you're murdering scum. This is done by none other than our commentator, Eric Rush. He knows how to say it sometimes, friends, but he said it again. And what is it talking about? Illegal immigration. Go ahead, check it out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to come back on the other side, friends, and we're going to be talking about none other than the prayer that rocked the Capitol. And then, where are the cowards who did the attacking today? I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all of the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SD was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So let me take this in stride. Back in 2011, I was doing a tea party. A representative had come up to us and asked us if I would be willing to give the prayer at the Minnesota State Capitol. I said we would, well, the representative that we had at that particular time said we'd be more than happy to do the introductory prayer concerning, you know, opening house in Congress in the state of Minnesota. So I want to give you the transcript of that prayer, okay? And I'm just going to take this in stride, step by step, okay? So this was my prayer. When I arrived at the Capitol today, I noticed that all the writings upon the inside of the walls on the Supreme Court chambers, you have Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments, by the way, friends, with a big, huge mural of Moses awaiting the divine law. You have George Washington quotes, Thomas Jefferson quotes, speaking of unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. And when I looked at that, I thought, what an awesome building. And in those in this chamber, you're very privileged to be here, as I'm honored to be here as well. And if I can give you a small preface to my prayer so my prayer has meaning, I remember when I was a young man, I had a friend who founded a company in Fridley, Minnesota. This man built his company from the ground up as he blueprinted everything in great detail. He put his sweat, his tears, everything into it until he established a great company. Nobody understood what sacrifice he put into his company except those that helped him along in building the company. The company grew in such proportion that he could now sell the company, and he did. Now, on the sale of his company, the buyers agreed to keep him on to run the company for them, and in the process, they sold the company. And it was sold, the buyers went against the contract and fired the founder of the company. How foolish could they be? They thought once they had control of the company, they could run it their own way and still prosper. And they failed miserably. and it sounds much like America today. America has the longest standing constitution in the modern history, namely of the world. And might I add, I remind everyone here that we have one constitution, so let us come together and unite under its directives, speaking to those that were present in the capital of Minnesota. Okay? I go on. Because we all know the problems didn't come into our country in 1776. They came when we wandered from the founder of the company and tried running it our own way. So let us pray. Father God, I just thank you for what you have bestowed upon us and through the sacrifice of our brothers and our sisters. Father God, to ratify the Constitution of the United States, to the fight, the bloodshed, and the sacrifice from World War I to World War II to Korea. Father God, to Korea and to Iwo Jima in Vietnam. And Father God, Iraq and Afghanistan. I think about their sacrifice when I go. Father God, to Arlington Cemetery, and I think that that's the reason that I fight. That's the reason I stand. That's the reason that I encourage you, my brothers, to do the same thing. They died so we could have the freedoms that we have today. They ratified the Constitution and sacrificed their all for our all. And I end with this. I know that this is to be a non-denominational prayer in this chamber, and it's not about the Baptists, it's not about the Catholics alone, or the Lutherans, or the Wesleyans, or the Presbyterians, the Evangelicals, or any other denomination, but rather the head of the denomination, and his name is Jesus, I prayed. As every president up until 2008 has acknowledged, and we pray it in Jesus' name. That was my prayer before beginning the new year concerning those that serve we the people in the state capitol in Minnesota. Now, I'm going to play the audio really quick so you can hear it for yourself. And then what I'm going to do again is, again, we're taking it line upon line, precept upon precept. I want you to understand that after I gave this prayer, within 10 minutes of me leaving that prayer chamber, over 2,000 outlets nationwide attacked me for bigotry, for hatred, for anti-gay, for attacking Barack Hussein Obama, for the clothes that I wear and that I wore during that prayer, folks. It was over the top. But I thank God that it happened, because this is how the Lord prospers his children, even the face of those that think they have control over the anointed of the Lord. Listen carefully. Check this out.
When I arrived at the Capitol today, I noticed all the writings upon the inside of the walls. In the Supreme Court chambers, you have Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments, God's divine law. You have George Washington quotes, Thomas Jefferson quotes, speaking of unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. And when I looked at that, I thought, what an awesome building. And those in this chamber are very privileged to be here, and I'm honored to be here as well. And if I can give a small preface to my prayer so my prayer has meaning, I remember when I was a young man, I had a friend who founded a company in Fridley, Minnesota. This man built this company from the ground up as he blueprinted everything in great detail. He put his sweat, tears, everything into it to establish the company. Nobody understood what sacrifice he put into his company except them that helped him along. The company grew in such a proportion that he could now sell the company, and he did. On the sale of his company, the buyers agreed to keep him on to run the company for them, and in the process, the company sold, and when it was sold, the buyers went against the contract and fired the founder. How foolish could they be? They thought once they had control of the company, they could run it their own way and still prosper, and they failed miserably. It sounds much like America today. America has the longest standing constitution in the history of the world. And might I remind all of us here, we have one constitution, so let us come together and unite ourselves under its directives. Because we all know the problems didn't come into our country in 1776. They came when we wandered from the founder of the company and tried running it our own way. So let us pray. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for what you have bestowed upon us. And through the sacrifice of our brothers and our sisters, Father God, to ratify the Constitution of the United States, Father God, the fight, the bloodshed, and the sacrifice from World War I to World War II to Korea, Father, to Korea and Iwo Jima and Vietnam, and Father God, Iraq and Afghanistan, and I think about their sacrifice when I go, Father God, to Arlington Cemetery, and I think, that's the reason that I fight. That's the reason that I stand. That's the reason I encourage my brothers to do the same thing. They died so we could have the freedoms that we have today, and they ratified that Constitution and sacrificed their all for it. And I end with this. I know this is a non-denominational prayer in this chamber. It's not about the Baptists. It's not about the Catholics alone, or the Lutherans, or the Wesleyans, or the Presbyterians, Evangelicals, or any other denomination, but rather the head of the denomination. And his name is Jesus, as every president up until 2008 has acknowledged. And we pray it in Jesus' name.
Front page of the paper. Headline news in the state of Minnesota for saying the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. False, was it convicting? Well, if you go to none other than Matthew 21:33, it says, listen to another parable. This was Jesus. This was the analogy that I was giving them, folks. This was the parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard. That would be the Lord. He put a wall around it. He dug a wine press in it and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and moved to another place. When the harvest time approached, he sent his servants to the tenants to collect his fruit. Well, the tenants seized the father's servants, the prophets and the apostles. They beat one, they killed another, and stoned the third. Then he sent other servants to them more than the first time, and the tenants treated them the same way. Last of all, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to them. In Jesus' name I prayed. The Lord said, well, surely they're going to respect my son. But when the tenants saw him, the son, they said to each other, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and take his inheritance. So they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants, folks? This is exactly the parable that I was giving to them. Jesus always spoke in parables, and that's exactly what I did in that prayer chambers. Friends, I was laying to their candor that if you think that you're going to go ahead and get rid of the owner of the company, just like my friend's dad, when they got rid of him, the founder of the company, their company went bankrupt real quick. I was saying to them, you're doing the same thing in that chambers. And I ended the prayer in Jesus' name. Did they like it? Nope. 10 minutes later, over 2,000 outlets attacked me. You know what they attacked me for? Being anti-gay. People in the thousands went to watch the video. They said over and over and over again, wait a second, I thought they attacked you for being anti-gay. I thought they were attacking you for this. I thought they were attacking you for that. No, they were attacking me, folks, because I'm not in the business of denying Jesus Christ. Never have, Bill, and never have been, and by the grace of God, never will be. And now here we are today. So notice, therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes after they killed his son and threw those and crucified those that spoke in the name of Christ, what will he do to those tenants? He will bring those wretches to a wretched end. Folks, I'm going to come to the other side. I'm going to show you where those are that gathered together against us. I want to show you where they're at today on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London.
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, so here we have it. By the way, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, when I entered in before the prayer, just to lay it out for you again, friends, do keep in mind that the first person that I met was the chaplain. And I told him, you know, is it okay if I give a preface for my prayer and so on and so forth? He said, that should be fine. Super cool. You could feel zero anointing. There was no presence of God, but everywhere you looked, you could see inscriptions on the Capitol building coming from our forefathers with Christian quotes. As could you go into the Supreme Court chambers and see a big, huge mural of Moses awaiting the divine law. Folks, it was huge. And on the way out, you'd see John Locke's quote where it says, where the law ends, tyranny begins. Now, when I was introduced to Kurt Zellers, the Speaker of the House at that particular time, who was running for the governor of the state of Minnesota sometime shortly thereafter, it was interesting to note that I was introduced to him as the guy that gets everything done around here. And so I met him. I thought, okay, he's an okay guy. I mean, I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him, that's for sure, and I could discern that right away. So I give my prayer. After the prayer, he's the first one to stand up and denounce me. Check this out. Listen carefully, friends. This is Kurt Zellers denouncing me.
It was a prayer given by a man who I personally denounce. The decorum, the dignity of this body is my responsibility. Did not live up to that responsibility today. For that, I apologize to each and every one of you. This is the people's house. each member who comes before this body deserves the respect, the dignity of all of us. Representative Morrow, I thank you for your words, your sentiments, and I agree. Members, I can only ask for your forgiveness.
I mean, this is sick.
But you will have my commitment. That type of person will never, ever be allowed on this House floor again, as long as I have the honor of serving as your speaker. You have my commitment.
Folks, he was regurgitating all over himself, friends. This was, by the way, many believe that this was all staged, because what was interesting, before I got to actually do the prayer, they kept changing the date on me. And little did I know, friends, the same day that I gave the prayer, the homosexuals were out protesting anybody that stood up against homosexual marriage. Okay, that's why they called me the anti-gay bigot. Every outlet in Minnesota came after me. Every single one of them. Now, what's interesting is on the way in, before I met Kurt Zellers, you know who else was there to meet me? Folks, other representatives, conservative representatives, who just stepped all over themselves after the prayer. What were they mad at? What do you mean, I denounce that person? What do you mean a person like that will never be in here again? What is he talking about, friends? He must know something that I didn't know about. And then he has the audacity to say that this is the people's house. Well, if it was the people's house, then why are you not running the government according to the constitutional laws, which are already written? Right after the prayer, friends, did you know that a priest came up to me and said, you can't be dropping the J-bomb in here. You can't be dropping the name of Jesus Christ in these chambers. And of course, we replied, the reason we're here doing what we're doing is because you are unwilling to do it. We're not asking you for permission, Mr. Representative, and namely you, Mr. Priest, who should be doing the job in the first place. We are where we're at today because you're not dropping the J-bomb. You know all those representatives that were conservatives prior to me coming in? Oh, we're so thankful you're here. We're so happy that you're here. Guess what? They were the first ones gone, friends, when the fire came. This is understanding the power of God unto salvation. It was like when Moses was in the fire in Deuteronomy 5. No, let Moses speak unto us, lest we die. No, we want what you want, Lord God, but we just don't want to pay the price to actually see it happen. We don't want to be laid on the altar of sacrifice for the faith of the state of Minnesota. No, we just want to attack now. That he said the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We want to run as far as we can away from Bradley Dean in Jesus Christ. Well, the Lord had other plans. Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings, the representatives of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. That's what Kurt Zellers was saying. He that sitteth in the heavens has something else to say, though. He shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Is that what happens? What happens when you actually stand for Jesus Christ? He vindicates it. You don't bow, you don't burn. You don't bow, you don't burn. Folks, the last thing that went through my mind was to capitulate. To bow to the whims of corrupt politicians. It didn't even go through my mind. I literally, within myself, friends, I was laughing at these hypocrites every step of the way. Every step of the way. 2,000 outlets attacked. By the way, Glenn Beck's outlet did the same thing. The Blaze, who should have knew better, they didn't ask me any questions. Of course they didn't. Until they watched the video completely shut all of their mouths. Because everybody stood around after the prayer and said, wait a second. Your headlines don't match what he said. No, of course they don't. Because they trust that the American people are going to go no further than what they've been told. That's why you're in trouble, America. This is why you have the likes of the Kurt Zellers. By the way, his friend is now the congressman in the state of Minnesota. He was the first one, Tom Emmer, to come up to me at the Minnesota State Fair and tell me that he was angry with the likes of Kurt Zellers. Now, what these dummies inside of the Capitol, you know them as your representatives. And folks, let me tell you, many of them are dumb as a rock, and you tolerate it. And it's not just Minnesota. Tom Emmer told me that when this happened, he sent a call into Kurt Zellers right then and there, and he was angry, very angry with Kurt Zellers. He said Kurt wasn't calling him back. You want to know why? Because the Tea Parties in the state of Minnesota inundated Kurt Zellers with the truth that he didn't want to hear. In other words, you went and attacked the wrong guy, stupid. You attacked one of our own, dummy. Folks, that's the truth. Folks, he said, Kurt Zellers did, I respectfully apologize to those that were trying to advocate what God condemned. He denounces me in the name of Jesus, and he advocates the enemies to the state of Minnesota that were attempting to overthrow constitutional and moral law. I respectfully apologize to all the members in the Minnesota House of Representatives and all the citizens of the state for today's morning prayer. As the Speaker of the House, I take responsibility for this mistake. I'm offended at the presence of Bradley Dean on the floor of the Minnesota House of Representatives. I denounce him. Really? How'd that work out for you? I denounce him, his actions, and his words. He does not represent my values or the values of this state. Of course not, because he was advocating homosexual marriage. Who is he teaming up with, friends? Who is he aligning himself with? Rep. Karen Clark and Senator Scott Dribble. His name is Scott Dibble. Who are they? They were two homosexual lawmakers. This is supposed to be one of your representatives, friends. Senator Rep. Clark said, in my 30 years in the House, I've never seen such a hateful person be allowed to deliver the opening prayer. Folks, this was all contrived from A to Z. But how did it work out for him? The Republican leadership should be ashamed of themselves for upholding the law, friends. It reveals the underlying hateful nature of an anti-gay constitutional amendment movement, said Dibble. In this time of divisiveness, it's disgraceful and appalling to see the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the body that is supposed to represent all Minnesotans, invite hatred into the opening prayer. Instead of providing a message of inclusion and hope, the House began this day with hate and discrimination. Hey, folks, 6 years later, who's doing the hating and who's doing the discriminating? The people that I told you and warned you of that were doing the hating and the discriminating. And you're seeing it now. Folks, you're in it now, aren't you? Yep. But the representatives were doing what? Attacking those that were telling you the truth. Here's another one. Here's from Mr. Dibble. This morning's actions is a sad commentary on House Republican leadership's apparent ambivalence for supporting the equal rights and beliefs of all Minnesotans. Folks, keep in mind, equal rights according to what? They don't bring in the law. No. Equal rights to what? Man's fallen nature? There is no equality there because things get worse. Going back to the beginning, consider now how I'd asked the man who approached me were all of those cowards that failed to take a stand. I asked an individual at a tea party who came up to me and said, I seen you at the prayer that rocked the Capitol. He said, I agreed with everything you said. Yeah? I said, well, where were you? Because the only one standing was me. I even had a Christian organization in Minnesota, Minnesota Family Council, call me up and say, we need to distance ourselves from you now, Bradley. I said, really? I said, why is that? Aren't you in the same fight that I'm in? Yeah, but you know what? We don't want to bear that cross. Jesus said, where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. Keep that thought within your mind, and I'll bring it back up right on the other side of this break, folks, because this is how the Lord promotes his ministries. Okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, friends. Boy, did that hour go quick. Having a little fun. But it's interesting to note that after I gave that prayer, in the name of Jesus, friends, under the umbrella of Christian faith, and saying thank you to our veterans and thank you to the God that gave us the country in which we have through His Son and the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. Well, Speaker Zellers apologized on the House floor and he denounced me. And keep in mind, after the prayer, there was over 2,000 outlets that reported on it within 10 minutes. First, I was the anti-gay preacher. Then I was called the bigot. And then when the people figured out that I said nothing about homosexuality, then they tried to figure out why there was such an uproar over my prayer. Now, see, this worked out well because it exposed the state-controlled media for who they are and how they operate. Read Proverbs 26:27 and Psalm 7:15. See, it exposed the state-controlled media for who they are and what they were trying to set as a narrative because people took the time to see for themselves and to ask questions for themselves. Folks, I want to say this. Every single one in that house that denied the Christ that day and denied, and while they shot at his messenger, which would have been me in that particular case, every single one of them made their first and their last mistake that day in that house. Why? Because God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. You do need to understand that. You know, it's noteworthy that though it may take time and men may need to suffer for God's answers to come, one thing is for sure, they will always come if we're willing to stand so that he can prove his point. I say, America, let there cruelties swell our ranks, because that's exactly what they're doing. Folks, do you know that this was the beginning of my national ministry? Do you know my ministry blew up after they attacked me? Because all the way across the United States, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Texas to Minnesota, folks, I couldn't stay up on top of all the radio interviews I had for months. Because now it was my time to tell the people, the little pockets of the of people all throughout the United States of America, as to what's operating inside of government in the state of Minnesota. And you better bet your bottom dollar, it's happening big time in every state. Hey, now this is what I want you to hear, friends. Do you realize that not one of those representatives? I told you earlier that Kurt Zellers, he ran for the governorship of the United States of America. Do you know that he was denounced by the people every step of the way? What he did to me during the prayer, do you know that that followed him all the way out of public service? Do you know that every single one of these reps that came against my message that day have been removed? Every single one of them? You see how this works? Touch, what did the Lord say? He said, touch not my prophets. Am I claiming to be a prophet? No, I'm saying his word and the word of the prophets. Touch not my prophets and do my servants no harm. He said, those that gather together against thee, they shall fall for thy namesake. They shall fall into the pits that they themselves have dug. America, they have now taken you into the pit, because now you're seeing that you're not just dealing with homosexuality and the sodomites. You're dealing with who they really are. As a matter of fact, P.S., just a side note to what they accused me of, I'm highlighting that. This was who was behind the attack. Now that we're talking on that topic, you do need to understand that Bruce Jenner, you know, that wants to be called Caitlyn, you know, the gold medal winner, the standard for many people in this country back in the 70s who were proud of Bruce Jenner, do you know that he's going to be on the front of Sports Illustrated as a transvestite, naked now? See, but this is what I was trying to warn you of. See, those that mean to silence you, those are the people that mean to rule over you. And it's not hard to figure out who's behind this whole homosexual agenda, which had nothing to do with my prayer. But that's what they try to make it be. Not one of them, let me remind you, not one individual that came against that message that day is there any longer. Not one. I was sharing with you during the last segment, did you know that there was a self-proclaimed Christian outfit? It was called Minnesota Family Council. And he called me up right after the prayer without even asking me any questions. He said, we're going to have to distance ourselves from you. I said, why is that? He wouldn't give me an answer, because it was hot. He didn't want to stay in the fire. He didn't actually want to take a stand for the people. He just wanted to collect money to keep his ministry alive. It's not a ministry, friends. He wanted to keep his organization alive. I've never seen so many cowards in all my life. I had another Catholic guy come out against me, too. I dealt with that real quick. And it's amazing when you mean what you say and you mean to see, when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. When the church begins to understand that blessed is the man that keepeth judgment at all times, thy salvation is near, Isaiah 56, guess what? Things get established real quick. And I'm not threatening anybody. I'm telling you, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of the injustices taking place across this country on a daily basis as they attempt to make our posterity their prey. Not on my watch. Read the 71st chapter of Psalm, verse 18 and 19 when you get a moment, please. I want to read some comments from the fallout real quick. And I just want you to see the response of the people. This is the voice of America. These were the responses. I'll get as many as I can in over the next 4 minutes. This is the cross that we bear. We should carry it often until they nail us to it. That's somebody that understands the power of God unto salvation. Andrew, who was a martyr, was one of the apostles. He used to preach the cross. And when it was time for him to go to the cross, you know what he did, friends? He went and he kissed the cross. Most people try to throw it off. Hey, folks, where you're being entertained, you can rest assured that's the spirit of the enemy trying to get you away from the cross. Because he's afraid that you'll become, through the power of God, a witness of the resurrection. That's a conquering power that cannot be defeated. And that's the power of the Holy Ghost. One guy said, I watched the whole thing unfold, and Zellers ought to be ashamed of himself, to say the least. He who denies me, Jesus said, him will I deny before my Father, which is in heaven. Bradley's prayer was beautiful and nothing but a spineless coward who is a people pleaser to the max would do what Zellers did. And for no reason to boot, watch the prayer for yourself and you will see. Folks, this is a part of how the state-controlled media operates. They don't want you to see and to put the facts together. How many times have they been busted doing that, friends? Another guy said, hey, Dibble, this is one of the representatives, gay advocate who came up against me. You can stop your dribble. Most Americans don't agree with your perverted way of life. Deal with it. Then America, then why are you having to deal with it today? Because you're allowing these corrupt officials in government to deny the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm not in the business, and nor am I ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you deny me, I'll deny you, said Jesus. Another person says, a fool says in his heart, there is no God. Shame on them cowards. They will be the first in the lake of fire. Another individual said, the Lord is always faithful to answer. Oh, yes, he is. He will have the glory in the end, and no one will stand in his way. And this is the case here. Yep. Most people think, well, look what they did to Jesus and all the apostles. Did you see what the Lord did to vindicate those that were sacrificed for the freedoms of others, and those that were standing against the cross? Did you see what their end was, America? If you don't know your history, you might want to check it out, because it's not a good place for your enemies to go when they put their hand on the Lord's anointed, regardless of who they are. If they belong to the Lord, don't touch them for your own sake. That's the history of those that touch the Lord's anointed. Here's another one. What a disgrace that Christians are so unfaithful as to permit the banning of our Lord's holy name. May God preserve us, His faithful, and give us courage to stand with Bradley and all the men of goodwill in defending our faith. Amen, folks. You know, Paul had the same issue when he was the guy that was responsible for writing 2/3 of the Bible. You know, he had a responsibility of taking a stand when others departed from him. He stood, and the Lord stood with him and encouraged him. I'd rather have the Lord stand with me than a bunch of stinking cowards, fair-weathered friends. They're good for nothing. They're not even good for hell. Here's another one. Excellent. It's great that the cowards are no longer in office. America, when are you going to begin to understand that God is faithful? Another one said, all it was a history prayer, and how awesome. No, it was an anointed prayer. My mother and my father were born in Minneapolis. Libtards rule that state. Can't believe it. No, they don't. The government is upon the shoulders of Jesus Christ, like it or not. It's going to be that way today. It's going to be that way tomorrow. And it's going to be that way for the rest of eternity. So why don't we get on the right side of the page and see Him glorified? Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.